Jackson. We stand up here, salute you for that Auburn thing, thing that you do. It's great. Have you heard it told? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Tumas lemonade. Down in the South, they got it made in the shade. Don't y'all wanna party? Play a little ball. Watch the big tiger eat. Watch the big tiger walk.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Today, stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a list of 631 people considered missing in the wildfire in Northern California. I'm asked to please check in if they're okay. The remains of 63 have now been found in burned cars and homes. At least 9,500 homes are gone, including Virginia Lazama's in Paradise, California.
Considering I'm an old lady, I'm hoping to go back.
Besides human remains, crews are out looking for downed live power lines and gas leaks. Drivers were stranded for hours in the first big snowstorm of the season.
People from Missouri to Alabama and all the way up to New England hit with the blast, which impacted schools, roadways, especially during evening commutes.
The roads are really bad.
As soon as you hit an exit, it was just like there were just like tractor trailers stopped everywhere.
And flights with hundreds canceled and thousands more delayed.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. This is Fox News.
The following is dedicated to one of the unsung heroes of radio, Jay Scott.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Greg Budell, you've worked with Jay a long time.
He was, in his day, the ladies' man. And
Emily Hayes, what's it like working with a guy who can fix just about anything?
I just come here for the free coffee.
Bailey, the wonder dog, what excites you about Jay Scott?
That is Bailey.
And Bailey. Rich Thomas, where were you the first time you met Jay Scott?
Down in West Texas, down in El Paso.
Whether he's answering the telephone.
News Talk, who's this?
Complimenting Greg on his convoluted intros to random facts.
It's good.
Jay Scott is a Renaissance man. Hey, Jay, what'd you think about that intro?
That was good.
How about you guys in the balcony? What do you think?
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Let's ask her. What'd you think?
Awesome.
And how about you?
You guys suck.
Can't make everybody happy. Gee whiz. Three men and a lady with the aforementioned Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
The
adorable.
Incorrigible.
Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com.
Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialist.
Now that we're after 8, a lot of spots have warmed up above freezing.
Yeah.
Danley Field's up to 35 right now. The only spot in the state that didn't get to freezing this morning that was an airport location was Mobile. They were at 33. A lot of us had 28 this morning. Our forecast for today, sunshine and a nice recovery. What a great day after such an awful week. Today's high up to about 57. Clear, cold tonight, patchy frost late tonight, low 36. Tomorrow, sunshine, mild, 65 the high tomorrow. Beautiful day, low Saturday night, 41. Upper 60 Sunday, nearly perfect with sunshine. And even nice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as we get into Thanksgiving week. You know, I think we'll be a few degrees down. You know, not much. Mid-60s still Monday and Tuesday, 63 Wednesday. And on Thanksgiving, right now I have a morning low of 42 and an afternoon high around 63, 64. That's a good Thanksgiving forecast with a storm passing just south of us in the Gulf of Mexico. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds, temperature 35, melting away that widespread frost we had this morning at 8:08.
We were just discussing the California wildfires, and I got an email from a guy I used to work with named George Johns, who has a house.
George Johns, not to be confused with George Jones.
Yeah, he's a liar.
That's right. George Jones.
Exactly where I was going with that one. Dre Love is a liar.
Take that. Because we were wondering, you know, fires are not like an earthquake, which happens abruptly with no warning.
Right.
Why
don't people leave and
yeah,
stuff like that? But the winds are so high. You know, the winds are blowing at 70 miles an hour. A fireball can come into your house and skip another house and start a fire.
He says his house is one canyon over.
Uh-huh.
It's like not one street over, one canyon over. From Topanga, and they've lived on the edge of these fires. Woolsey Fire started 5 miles from his house, and the only thing that has saved them is that they are upwind from both the Santa Ana winds. We were talking about those.
Yeah.
25 to 30 miles an hour with gusts as high as 50.
How frightening.
Under normal conditions, that is a very strange experience because there's no clouds, but there's this strong, sustained wind that can really hit you with some hard gusts.
You know who Joel Denver is, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Joel's house was completely destroyed.
Oh wow!
Him and his wife say they're going to rebuild, but that was a fabulous house.
Yeah, they are the publishers of a radio industry publication
All Access.
Most of us read at least occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Especially when we're unemployed. It's 10 minutes past.
On the beach.
10 past 8. Before we head back to the traffic dungeon, if you need a new mower because you have used and abused yours for years, now's a good time to buy one at Lewis Lawn. See Chad Sasser over there because just like automobiles, they have model years. And they are ready to make great deals on remaining 2018s because the 2019 inventory is starting to come in. So get with him and get yourself a zero-turn X-Mark or Toro or an individual mower. They've got that. I bought a Toro with self-propel there, and it's an incredible machine. 2 years now. Starts right up. One pull, that's it. And it moves. It's great exercise. It makes mowing the lawn fun. The rest, I'm not so good at, but they carry all the tools for do-it-yourselfers. The professionals use Lewis Lawn because if their equipment needs to be serviced or repaired, you can bring it right back to Lewis Lawn. They've got a full service department to support your purchase. And by the way, if you have something in your shed or garage that hasn't worked in years, call and ask if it's something you can bring in, and they might be able to fix it for you or at least get it working again. They brought a couple of chainsaws back to life for me a few years ago. Of course, not only for service, not only for products, but for people, too. Chad Sasser is the guy that tracks the manufacturer's specials and incentives. He's terrific. The Lewises are among my favorite people on the planet. Great counter folks, too. At Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon during the winter. And, again, their number's 244-9191. Here's Bill P. Bill, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just heard you talking about the fires out in California. You know, I was listening the other day to the Weather Channel, and they were saying There's only one fire that's burned up more area, and it was in 1933. So this is a problem that's been going on out there for decades.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, you've got, I don't know how many, 12, 15 million people living in basically what's a desert. You know, you build homes on the sides of mountains. If it's not these horrible fires, it's mudslides.
Right, yep. But it doesn't take much, right?
And maybe the ultimate, and I hope to God we don't have to find out the hard way, but maybe the ultimate is San Francisco gets shaken to the ground by an 8.6 earthquake in 1906, and they just built right over the same...
They made the same mistakes.
So I'm sure one day we'll be dealing with that, too.
My question is they've been dealing with this for 100 years, mm-hmm. roughly,
right.
since that area has been settled. They've got all this stuff they're spending their money on, you know, all the homeless people, all the illegal aliens. At what point are they going to say it? I mean, let's face it, if you own a $50 million house in Beverly Hills, you should be able to put up some kind of fire protection around your place. But when is the state going to actually do fire lanes and put in mass sprinkler systems to control these fires?
You may be, and thank you for the call, you may be maybe heard that the president was critical of their forest management, their timber management. There's 129 million acres. There are, I think it's in the millions, of dead trees. And what does that become? That's like kindling for a fire like this.
Sure.
They got to clear that stuff out so it doesn't happen again. Yes, they should take action, but it's California. Nothing they do would surprise me or not surprise me. At 8:14, it's been a wicked morning on traffic. Hopefully that's starting to settle down. We got your local news, and then we're back. We've got our Morning Maroon nominees and Stupid News coming up. Oh, wait a minute. Let's grab this call from Cooper quickly.
Hi, Cooper.
Hey, yeah. Hi, how you doing? The fella called in just a minute ago talking about the fires going, you know, for a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, Hurricane Andrew, you know, was devastating to the Miami and Homestead area.
Yes.
Well, I was living there in 1965 when Hurricane Betsy came through.
Sure.
The big difference is there weren't near as many people living there.
That's
exactly
right.
It destroyed a lot of tomato fields, but there were no houses and no people. So that's part of the problem out in California.
You are spot on. Dr. Neil Frank, who used to be the National Hurricane Center director, was always on the rampage.
Well.
He said, there's no point in going through all of this hurricane preparation if we're going to build, and fill up every square inch of the beach. There's always going to be this issue, and that's what they've done. They've chosen to twist the dragon's tail.
Yeah, great weather.
By the way, what was Betsy like? Because Betsy was the last hurricane.
Betsy was strong. Betsy had some really strong winds, but like I said, there was nothing there. I was inside of an Air Force concrete building, so it didn't bother me I was down at Homestead.
It was a benchmark storm, for sure. There's no doubt about it.
And there hadn't been another one until Andrew, years later. And so many millions of people had moved in and had no idea what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it was...
Yeah, now, Andrew was stronger than Betsy, but Betsy was a strong storm also.
Betsy was a bigger hurricane as well in its diameter.
Andrew? One quick thing, if I have time. If I don't, let me know. Why don't they build, you know, we have tornadoes here, so some people build tornado shelters.
Right.
Why don't they build something out, come up with something out that the people can get in, and, you know, out in your backyard, a little storm shelter of some sort that, you know, you can at least survive for a couple of hours till the fire blows over.
Well, I would say the answer is because
you probably get cooked in
there. The fires are so hot, they're several hundred degrees temperatures.
Oh, yeah.
You would actually be in an oven.
Yeah.
I think I'd hop in my swimming pool with a snorkel or something. So.
Well, maybe
how long can you hold breath?
Yeah.
The water actually gets hot too.
So I'm either going to be boiled or burnt.
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing.
Boiled or baked.
There is run for your life.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate the call, Cooper.
Thanks.
It's 8:17. By the way, our Emily segment with the...
Oh, my God!
Prize drawings.
We're getting...
I'm so excited!
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Starting to see a little relief on the 85 northbound. Just as you ramp on there at Court Street, starting to get some traffic moving through there. Still seeing some pretty heavy traffic over on the East Boulevard. That'll be right around I-85 and up around Lagoon Park. 65 is a speed limit right now. There is a little bit of slow traffic on 65 southbound. That's going to be right at the River Bridge, just past it, actually. But everything else on 65 looks really good. They are still dealing with some stuff over on Highway 31 around the River Bridge. That accident still has things backed up over there just a little bit. Toys for Tots helps those who need it most at Christmas. Bring your new unwrapped toys to Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter now until closing on Monday night. Help make this the best Christmas ever. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's November 16th, the greatest day ever. On the 16th of November, 1969, Richard Nixon becomes the first sitting president ever to attend a regular season NFL game. We have audio tape of this historic event.
Wait a second. There are 18 minutes missing from this tape.
Have a great November 16th, the greatest day ever.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama's infant mortality rate has dropped to a historic low, and state health officials believe they know why. Health officials say a drop in the number of teenage pregnancies and a drop in smoking contributed to the decrease in the infant mortality rate. Marengo County District Attorney Greg Griggers is recovering this morning after he was wounded in an ambush-style shooting outside of his office in Demopolis. A drug task force agent returned fire and shot and killed the alleged attacker. And Montgomery City and County officials will try to convince voters to approve a property tax increase to help fund Montgomery Public Schools. Mayor Todd Strange says there will be some objections, but a new school board is a step in the right direction. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Those of you who faithfully tune in
next week to the best show ever.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Acceptance Insurance and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Acceptance Insurance. You, your terms, accepted. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes. If you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Gone are the days of consistently having your carpets cleaned. That means no more pet stains and no more messes. Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet is the easiest carpet to clean on the planet. That's why Prattville Carpeting is offering the All Pet Protection and Warranty Plan that covers all pet stains and odors for the life of the carpet. It also provides that soft, natural feel you're looking for. Just stop by or call for more details. Head to your hometown flooring headquarters at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cops Ford Road. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Go ahead, what you just say. Say roll time.
Saturday, tailgating on the quad, the band begins to play. Your heart thumps, fist pumps when you hear the fight song. No place you'd rather be, right here in your sweet home.
The music plays above.
Stupid news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
I am your stupid news anchor person.
Stupid.
I'm your stupid.
Greg McDaniel. We don't have any Whataburgers here, do we?
Used to.
We'd be better if we did.
We used to. They're shells of their former selves.
Yeah. Whataburger. Oh, the honey chicken.
Well, if you're interested
biscuit,
in the...
Oh, my God.
Whataburger has introduced an ugly Christmas sweater.
Oh.
Featuring their logo, as well as French fries, snowflakes, and a Christmas tree.
Oh my goodness! Have you okay? So since we've brought that up, there's Taco Bell Friendsgiving sweaters available on TacoBell.com with little tacos with the chicken wings on it, like the cooked chicken legs or whatever.
It's a Taco Bell sweater.
It's so cute.
That's not a bad sweater.
No, the Whataburger sweater looks good. Look at that.
In stupid cat news.
Cat facts.
Oh, no.
Yay. Let me just tell you, don't be rude.
A Washington State couple who described themselves as crazy head over heels cat people.
Yes.
Replaced the traditional cocktail hour at their wedding with a kitten hour.
My kid sister tagged me in that yesterday. And it was yesterday afternoon.
I hate it when I think I've got something.
Listen, when it comes to cats.
If it's cat related and it has to do with a wedding, you better bet your bottom dollar somebody's going to tell me about it. So no Bloody Marys and mimosas, just a bunch of kittens.
Yeah. The six kittens come from the Seattle Animal Shelter. And were chosen for being especially social.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Volunteers were on hand to make sure they were handled safely and not overstimulated. And they left after about an hour. Guests loved the idea, with Colleen saying, lots of people told us every wedding should have a mandatory kitten hour.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but I got to ask Leslie Bailey.
You know, there's a dirty joke in this story.
Stop. I already heard the phrase in there.
I know.
Because it said it.
Does everybody understand?
Yeah, of course.
I think we can.
I think we've all got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, I didn't mean to insult anybody.
Nobody's insulted.
Okay. Most stressful part of the holiday season. This
wedding
could be
planning.
That's her answer for everything.
65% of Americans say shopping is the most stressful part of the holidays.
Okay.
Generation X. Now, are those millennials, or is that the generation between boomers and millennials?
I think that's me. The analog childhood, but the digital.
Well, it says your group is the most stressed out of all.
Well, life is hard.
Americans say they're more likely to impulse shop in stores than online.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the way, if you want to know the worst days to fly during the holiday season,
day before Thanksgiving, right? No?
Actually, and the Friday before Thanksgiving, November 17th.
Huh.
And the Tuesday after. You see, here's what happens. Everybody says, well, I'm not going to come back Sunday because everybody's going to come back.
Right.
And then, but then everybody will be coming back Monday, so I'll pick Tuesday, and Tuesday ends up being the worst day. That's how that works. I'll skip that one.
Okay.
And I already mentioned when we were talking to, I think it was when we were on TV this morning, we were talking about the cost of a Thanksgiving dinner. For 10 people should cost just $48.90 or less than $5 a person. And you can lower that even further by about 10% by doing your Thanksgiving food shopping at Food Outlet. And today being National Fast Food Days, if you go to offers.com, you'll be able to see some of the special deals that fast food places are offering today only.
Today only? Why today only? Because it's National Fast Food Day. Never mind. Answer my own question.
Oxford Dictionary's word of the year is toxic.
Okay.
And finally, how do I put this in a radio-friendly, family-friendly way? According to a study out of Harvard. Now, just because it came from Harvard doesn't mean it's smart.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Let's be clear about that, okay? Two-thirds of all people said they're into
baselines.
Well, they may shop at that store on Eastern Boulevard or that wonderful place in Prattville.
I thought those things
south of the Prattville.
Kind of.
They're on Highway 31, that place.
Yeah, the one that's got the.
I just theorized that that's probably not the case anymore because. People had to go to places for that, and now they don't have to go to places for that anymore.
That's a very interesting theory.
You know what I mean? Because, for instance, if they were going for videos, you know, that's why they...
Well, they closed all the Blockbusters.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I'm talking about online. Talking about online stuff, and
you can do videos online.
Jay, are you being serious right now, or are you
And also
that daft?
Some of the merchandise that they would buy at those kind of places are readily
By the way, you know who's
some
got
things you have.
You What's know who's got some Black Friday specials? Infusion. They're giving deals for folks that if you know somebody that loves to do the IV vitamin therapy.
I saw that.
Yeah,
they said I saw the ad. That's great.
If you're interested.
If you've been waiting and thinking I should do that, now's the time to do it.
I'll tell you what, whether you're getting it for somebody else, get it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And save money. Black Friday specials at Infusion, Cryo, and Laser right across from the Batman. And Rich and I are going to be doing a report soon.
Hopefully soon. I saw Ryan day before yesterday.
Cryoskin 3.0, mm-hmm. a new technology that just destroys the fat cells right where they are. You dispose of them in a natural
fat
way.
Cells, you
and then
fat
all of a
cell.
Sudden, those pants that you really had to suck it in to button,
mm-hmm.
ooh, how do you like that? And it is, this technology, is, when you look at the cost of liposuction surgery
right.
and anesthesiologists and all the, you're talking thousands and thousands of dollars. This gets rid of it with no surgeries, no pain or discomfort. It's amazing. Cryoskin 3.0. If you'd like to learn more, call 296-1662 or stop by and see them right across from Baptist East Emergency Room entrance, infusioncryoandlaser.com online.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We pretty much have the all clear for the first time this morning. All the traffic that was backed up due to the accident on 85 northbound is gone now. Really, the only backed up traffic we have is on East Boulevard up by Lagoon Park and a little bit on Wears Ferry Road. Otherwise, everything's looking really good. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off. Pearls are 35% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry. During their moving sale, Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. Don't miss this sale. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
If you had the luxury of sleeping in late this morning, you may have missed all the heavy frost out there. Boy, it was about as thick as you ever see frost, not only on the grass, but on roofs and on vehicles, and apparently on some bridges, which caused some problems this morning. Now, some places have risen above the freeze mark, so the widespread frost is melting away. Sunshine, nice recovery today, high around 57, clear cold tonight. Some patchy frost late tonight, overnight low 36. Tomorrow, more sunshine. High in the mid-60s, low Saturday night 41. Sunday, just about perfect. High in the upper 60s, not bad in November. And then nice Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday as we get into Thanksgiving week. 66 Monday, mid-60s on Tuesday, and then low to mid-60s on Wednesday. That's the big travel day. Even a great Thanksgiving forecast. There is a storm system not too far from us on Thanksgiving, but out in the Gulf of Mexico. So for us, I'm saying, you know, mostly sunny, morning low 42, afternoon high 63, not bad. And Black Friday and Iron Bowl Saturday so far looks storm free. Right now this morning, calm winds, clear skies, temperature is 35. Prattville is still at 32 and Alexander City 32. Now at 8:35.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches and more. Buy, sell and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Yes,
we are. 20 minutes?
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
Hi.
Here to tell you, oh, wait, time out. Back it up, start again.
What?
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my sometimes friend, Jay.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Hi.
Hey, News Talk.
Jay, you know, you haven't had many opportunities this week to tell folks what you love about the Seafood Bistro. I think since I have a segment here in a couple of minutes that I shouldn't dominate the airwaves and let you talk to the good people of the River Region about the tasty Cajun goodness at the Seafood Bistro. Go ahead.
Out of time.
What's a long intro?
You got about 10 seconds.
Right? So let me tell you about the chicken.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, they got wings, folks. Get you some. Seafoodbistro.com. Yeah, they got wings. Friday through Monday, they got the tailgate wing specials. So starting today, all the way through Monday, you can get a lot of wings. They got the small, they got the medium, they got the large, which the large is around 100 to 140 wings that you can put on order, and you can enjoy the cupcake.
cupcake games this weekend. As we like the Cupcake Bowl. Go to theseafoodbistro.com and you can see everything that they've got on their menu or call them at 279-7500. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, just right down here from the radio station. Paul and Jessica will hook you up with wings and all kinds of sides that you can have there for your game day parties or whatever you might have going on with a lot of people this weekend. You can enjoy it with the Seafood Bistro for you guys to enjoy and eat. Follow them and like them on Facebook and on Instagram.
Thank you, Jay and Emily. It's 8:37. Our Morning Maroon nominees are next.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit ChadsACDirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
My beard is fly. The best beard on earth. Girls watch me work like a Papa Smurf. Yeah. This is how I roll. Brush and trim. Hair's in control. I put some mousse to hold. And like Santa Claus, I got the glow. Yeah. Girl, look at that beardy. Girl, look at that beardy. Girl, look at that beardy. I grow it out when I walk.
There's an interesting meme going around yesterday that shows what Trump would look like if he grew a beard and a goatee. It's pretty cool. He looks like he'd be a professional wrestler. It's time for our Morning Maroon nominees. Let's get former Secretary of State and failed presidential candidate Jean Kennedy.
In America, you have a right
to be stupid.
But you've got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. We begin with an honorable mention who, too soon to be former Florida Senator Bill Nelson from Florida, who has now set a record with all the recounts and stuff that's been going on. He's now lost the race to Rick Scott 5 times. And it'll be 6 when this hand recount thing is done.
I kind of think that we should just give the Morning Maroon to the whole state of Florida.
Can you explain to me, I know three counties were late, but so that means they started a hand recount? Why did the hand recount
start? Well, it just so happened that one of the counties that happens to be heavily Democratic missed the deadline by 2 minutes.
I thought that they
had... So there's nothing to see here. Don't be suspicious. Don't let fear pull you by the nostril.
I thought if it was within a certain percentage that they would have to go to the hand count.
Well, let's put it this way. In the gubernatorial recount, guess what happened? Andrew Gillum gained 1 vote. They went through all of that that counting. 1 extra vote. He still won't concede.
And do we know what it cost? The cost for the state of Florida is
where it's already
hundreds of thousands.
No. Did old girl millions? In Georgia concede?
It'll be a 7-figure tab.
Did Stacey Abrams concede?
We got to move along here. It's 8:43.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's Georgia. She's not conceding over there because they have as many thieves in Georgia as they do.
I was just curious.
She's not going to win that. There's just no way. That's not a close one. These Florida elections were very, very tight. In Georgia, it's more than a point. That's not close.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Our first nominee is 29-year-old Brian Farfan. And guess where Mr. Farfan lives?
Farfignugan.
Guess what state he lives in?
Maybe Florida?
He's Farfan from Florida. Yes,
Farfan?
He is.
Farfan from Florida.
Yes. Last month, he found a stolen credit card.
Farfan.
Learned that it had a sizable balance.
Ooh.
But it was in the name of a woman.
Oh.
So to go in, check what he did. He dressed in drag. He kind of looked like an ugly Catherine Zeta-Jones.
He dressed in drag. Here's my great guy.
A very manly Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Sarah Farfan.
Yes. Yes, this is mine.
Attempted with this credit card to purchase 3 French bulldog puppies.
What?
At a cost of one French bulldog puppy for $4,000 from
That was his choice.
Look, okay,
fraudulent.
Follow me on this. I don't think that
he's been arrested.
I don't think he's as dumb as we may think that he is. Because instead of going and like pulling out a bunch of money or racking up a bunch of charges, he was just going to get a Frenchie, and then he would probably breed the Frenchie and sell the puppies and just keep making money that way. So he may
have you done this before.
He's been arrested,
I've seen a lot of Law and Order.
Unless we're going to go into the first half hour news and views, we got to get this done.
It'd be okay.
So he's not as dumb as we think he is for dressing in drag.
Well, yeah, I mean, he went to all the trouble to try and use the car, but he got caught.
Of course.
He's been arrested. Now they got to find the Frenchie he purchased, but the police believe they know where the dog
is. Picturing a Bugs Bunny Elmer Fudd scenario.
Yeah, he's sniffing around for the dog.
I don't know who the dummy is here, the person that came up with the idea. They're just horrible people. I feel sorry for the idiots that got sucked into the scam. A homeless guy in Philadelphia who conspired with a woman and her husband.
Oh, yeah.
On a GoFundMe thing.
Oh, I heard about this.
It reached $400,000 before the true story broke out.
Mm-hmm. It was all made up.
Now, Johnny Bobbitt, the homeless guy.
Bobbitt.
Yeah.
Bobbitt's back in the news. Wow.
I want to cut them out of the news. I just circumcised this name from the news forever. So they're facing...
Get it, wave it, throw it in the field.
They're facing theft by deception felony charges.
Yeah, they are. And GoFundMe has said that every single... There was about, I think it was 400-some-odd thousand people had donated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Getting a refund.
They're all getting their refund.
Yes.
Very nice.
And finally, we have a moron who went to see Fiddler on the Roof in Baltimore, mm-hmm. stood up in the theater during the performance and yelled out, "Heil Hitler!"
Okay.
For whatever reason, Heil Hitler, Heil Trump. I don't know whose side.
He said Heil Hitler and Heil Trump?
Heil Trump.
Oh, God.
And gave the Nazi salute. Of course, You know what happens in theaters and places like that these days? A lot of folks thought this is the precursor to a mass shooting. So he's been arrested and charged with inciting a riot. Who's the dumbest of the dumb?
You know, the GoFundMe guy, maybe. I don't know. The guy dressing in drag.
There is an element of cleverness in that.
Yeah, I can't vote for that guy because I see where he was going with that.
I'm giving it to the homeless couple who scammed people out of the... I say it was stupid. That was mean.
Yeah. You mean ugly? Yeah. Yes.
I'm falling.
Whoops. What an imbecile. What an ultra-girl.
I've fallen.
Into a trap, and I gave money to GoFundMe for a phony.
There you go. Way to spin it, Greg.
I can pull myself out of any kind of trap.
You know, there was a time not long ago when somebody would have done that thing in the theater where they stood up and said that, and rather than thinking, oh, God, we're all about to get killed,
yeah.
I would have thought, oh, this is an interesting part of the show. You know, I would have just thought it was something going along with the show, right? In a theater, in a live theater setting.
Well,
but nowadays, your mind instantly turns to, oh, crap, we're all going to get shot at.
That's what they thought the night that the president was shot at Ford's Theater, too. Some people thought it was part of the show.
Right.
And when Booth jumped on the stage and said, oh, man, this is...
And what did he say when he leapt on the stage? Six separate Tyrannus.
Yeah.
How about that? You think I, just because I didn't finish college, that I'm stupid?
No, I never said that.
I'm also bright enough to know a good drugstore when I meet one, and that's Adam's Drugs.
That's it's called Segway.
King of the Segway.
Oh, no, Barron did one yesterday that belongs in the Segway Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I hope I inspired him. That's all I can say. There are lots of folks now who are feeling a little bit disenfranchised because Rite Aid got merged with Walgreens, and all those stores closed. All those pharmacists have been relocated. And people who went to the same place to see the same pharmacist for many years are now looking for a new place to go where they're not going to feel like they just became part of this enormous pool of customers with diminished customer service and so forth. Well, that's not going to happen at Adam's Drugs because that's their standard of service is so good. I was there Saturday, and Lamar, my pharmacist, I take that very personally. Mm-hmm. And Miranda, congratulations, going to be a mommy soon. I was there, about three different people came in, and they were greeted by name before they even got close to the counter. And I love that. It is a very, it's kind of a Mayberry-esque sort of thing.
Right.
That first name basis. The gift shops that they have in these stores are beautiful. All your over-the-counter stuff is there. And all it takes is like less than 2 minutes for them to move your prescriptions to their location, and then get your insurance information entered into the system, and then you're ready to go and enjoy that incredible level of customer service. For the one nearest you, go to adamsdrugs.net.
Assistance data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
Geez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Brace yourself, I'm coming in hot.
Today's my lucky day.
Everyone is getting super turned on to Fox Funny Friday.
Boom! I don't know if this is frightening or arousing.
Last Man Standing is back, and Tim Allen's better than ever.
I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, it's making you younger.
Corn nuts and bacon.
Then stick around for the coolest kids in town.
All we have to do is stay awake until 9:30.
All right, 9.
Tonight on Fox 20.
We are all on board.
Cool.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bailey Brothers Music Company on East Jefferson Street for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily. And it's that time of the show at the end of the week where I get to draw numbers that correspond to how you called in this week. So if you were the fourth call and I draw number 4, you could win a fabulous prize like the works from Don Duncan or a gift certificate to Tucker Pecan or maybe a Clark's Club membership.
That's the setup. Now the drawings.
Here we go.
Let's start with that Tucker Pecan gift certificate.
Uh-oh. Oh, you screwed it up already.
Stop!
It's only take one.
Number 11.
Number 11 is Calvin S.
Calvin's.
In stereo.
Yeah, well, I mean, Calvin's. We've been working together for a while now. Calvin, you have won a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. What a nice thing to go through those aisles of treats and put something together to give to somebody for a family. But personally, I would get all the stuff I want, put it in my nightstand, and not let anybody else have it.
Because that's Christmas cheer.
Whatever the case, the next time anybody in the family says,
"Let's get nuts!"
head to Tucker Pecan on North McDonough. Now we have the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. That's full service on your vehicle. Oil change, tire rotation, and more.
Number 46.
46.
John M.
John M.
John M.
It's stuck.
It's like a pinball machine.
Thought we were in MPB for a minute there.
All right, so you have 3 locations to use to get your car serviced the next time at Don Duncan's. That's downtown at 408 Madison, 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and the new one on Millbrook. Don opened there for Emily and family.
Yeah.
Highway 14, right by the McDonald's there. And now, our grand prize, a Clark's Club membership, $159 value. The winning number is?
Number 59.
Number 59. Is that too many?
We have only 58 people.
Shut up!
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Son of a gun!
We just weren't that clever.
Did you just
week.
Give it to number 58?
Well.
No, I guess not.
She's honest. Huh?
Number 3.
Number 3.
Harold B. Ugh. Harold B.
Harold B.
Harold B.
Harold B. A winner.
Y'all, I look forward to this segment.
Harold B. A winner.
Harold, you got a Clark's Club membership, and that is a great thing to have. That's almost like if your system is in good health, it's actually kind of like winning money, because when they come out and tune it up, it'll run very efficiently and you'll save on your electric costs. And you have the guaranteed urgent care service from Clarks on any heating, air conditioning, or plumbing problem that may arise. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clarks 277-2125 or go to clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start breeding.
We don't live in Florida. There's your good news.
That's good.
This is, in a way, a very frightening story with a happy ending. 21-year-old guy named Christopher Procopia of Georgetown, Texas. In September of last year, he was arrested at his job after his ex said he broke into her house and sliced the letter X into her chest with a box cutter.
Good Lord.
He was facing 99 years in prison on a charge of felony burglary with intent to commit other crimes. And here's what saved him. A selfie. His ex claimed that he attacked her on September 20th, 2017 at 7:20 p.m. But he said he was with his family on that day at that time, about 85 miles away from the house, and found a selfie to prove it with the date and timestamp.
The timestamp. Wow.
Now, the ex eventually admitted she made up the whole thing because she was still angry at him. So far, she's not facing any charges for falsely accusing, but the cops are investigating. I think
so. She should, self-inflicted the X on her.
She made the whole thing up because she was angry at him.
Ouch.
And 99 years, I wonder if there aren't another one or two poor saps in prison around the country because somebody, and they didn't have a selfie to exonerate.
Right. No, no alibi.
Yeah. Well, and I still find it amazing. It has been a whole lot of coverage on the Avenatti arrest. You know, I didn't do it, and I didn't do it, and women should be heard, and yada, 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 after that big circus he put us through. One last thank you this morning to our friends at John Lee Paints.
Hey.
Pros use John Lee Paints because, well, the professionals, you know, through years of experience know, A, you got to have a good quality paint. That's Richard's paint. Mm-hmm. B, you want to use the best in tools and equipment to achieve the best possible result. But for the do-it-yourselfer, some of those things, you may not make the right choices. That's why John Lee Paints, when you need not just the paint, and they sell Richard's, which is an outstanding paint, you can ask questions of the staff because this is what they live and breathe over there at John Lee Paints. What kind of brush is best for the surface I'm using? What kind of roller should I apply this with? Then run down a checklist with them so when you start, you won't have to drop everything and run back. Great business at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. The sign out in front going northbound on Coliseum says,